Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms possible today, mostly cloudy with a high nearing 81. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers are likely overnight, cloudy with a low around 49. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Some showers possible on Friday, sunny with a high of 57. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Kansas's death penalty defense unit takes up the case as hearing is set for the murder of Zoe Felix. Michael Cherry has been arrested. The 25-year-old man is being charged with capital murder and the commission of a rape, aggravated criminal sodomy, or criminal sodomy, along with murder in the first degree. Mark Manna, the chief attorney for Kansas's death penalty defense unit, told WIBW that he has more than a dozen initial pretrial motions that will be filed by the end of this week in the case of the state versus Michael Wayne Cherry. He, along with a team of four attorneys, will represent Cherry in this capital murder trial. And in other news, the trial for a man accused of murder in October of 2022 has begun. Logan Dale Castile will take on the state of Kansas as he attempted to murder a Fredonia man late last year. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
At Midwest Pain Relief Center, we provide cutting-edge therapies to help patients in the surrounding communities live a more active and full lifestyle. As the top integrated medical clinic in Kansas, we focus on addressing the root causes of your health concerns, not just masking the symptoms. Say goodbye to an endless cycle of prescription medications and costly surgical procedures, and hello to a life full of vitality. Ready to take the next step toward a happier, healthier life? Call us at 620-478-2878 or check us out on the web at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
A new regulation requires two-person train crews for all Kansas railroads. This new rule has recently gone into effect, requiring that two crew members be in the lead locomotive, with Kansas being the 10th state in the U.S. to require this safety measure. Governor Kelly said that this is necessary due to the safety and security of Kansans, and the Federal Railroad Administration found that Kansas is in the top 25 of states for highway rail grade crossing crashes, resulting in 5 deaths and 15 injuries in 2022 alone. While derailments cost nearly $10 million in damage last year, the closure of the Harrington Hospital has been highlighted due to Laura Kelly's campaign for Medicaid expansion ahead of the upcoming legislative session. She said that this closure makes clear the absolute necessity of expanding Medicaid, being that 8 hospitals have closed since we've had the option to increase access to affordable health insurance and support our hospitals. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Unlock a season of savings and fall road trips with Michelin tires from Mike's OK Tire. Now through October 27th, get $70 via reward card or virtual prepaid card after online submission with a purchase of 4 new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. See MichelinMen.com/auto/deals-promotions-and-rebates for complete details. Offer expires 10/27/23. Void where prohibited. Complete details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you're enrolled in Medicaid, officials want you to know that eligibility checks are resuming after a 3-year hiatus. Here's Gary Crawford.
Before COVID, all Medicaid participants had to be checked every year for eligibility for that program. But that checking process was suspended during COVID. But now that the health emergency is over, state and federal Medicaid officials are faced with having to check for the first time in 3 years on the eligibility of every Medicaid participant in the country, a lot of people.
Medicaid covers over 90 million Americans.
Deputy Health and Human Services Secretary Andrea Palm, she says state Medicaid officials have a huge job to get this recertification done, not just because of the large numbers involved, but other complications, such as
people not knowing that this is a process that they need to be engaged in.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board at their October meeting discussed procedural changes initiated after a student was left on a bus which was parked for the day. Enrollment policy for non-district students was discussed, with application due each year by June. A workshop is planned October 30th to discuss heating and air conditioning systems at school buildings. During October Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Community Memorial Healthcare will offer extended hours for mammograms Thursdays, October 11th, 18th, and 25th, from 8 until 6 each day. Appointments should be made in advance on 562-4465. Limited walk-ins may be available earlier each day. Annual preventive mammograms are generally covered by most insurance plans, and women over the age of 40 should be screened annually. Physician order is not required. Patients will be asked to provide contact information to primary physician for evaluation and results. Landall Company celebrates 60 years hosting country music star Eddie Montgomery of Montgomery Gentry Thursday evening at 7 at the Landall Family Sports Complex at Marysville High School. Shops 10 and 50 will be open Thursday afternoon from 1 to 4 for tours, with food, drinks, and entertainment at the City Park from 5 until 7, and the concert at 7 p.m. Stadium seating available, and you may bring blankets for field seating. Please wear tennis shoes. The evening is free and compliments of Landall Company. Early childhood screening is Friday, October 13th at Marysville Elementary and Friday, October 20th at Waterville Elementary. Provided for children ages 3 to 5 years old experiencing difficulty walking, talking, seeing, hearing, or learning, and is conducted by qualified professionals at no charge by appointment with Marshall County Special Services Cooperative. Contact Kay Studer at usd364.org or phone 785-562-5308, extension 2, for more information or an appointment. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday 9 to 11 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville for income-qualified Marshall County residents. And AXTA will offer a harvester's food distribution Friday at noon. Annual AXTA Craft Show is Saturday, 9 to 2 at the American Legion Community Building, with a variety of handmade crafts and vendors as well as concessions. Proceeds benefit the American Legion Honor Flight. Blue Rapids Museum will be open Saturday 10 to 3 and will host a historical homes tour. Maps at the museum for a $5 donation. Sunflower ceramic painting for a $5 donation, and museum tours. An apple tree is to be planted at 10 a.m. Saturday, dedicated to longtime volunteers Pat Osborne and Nancy Nolte. A memorial service is planned at 2:30 at the Fairmont Cemetery, honoring Walter Sherborne, a Spanish-American War casualty, kicking off a fundraiser for providing a cemetery marker for he and his mother. 11th Annual Fireman's Fall Fest in Blue Rapids is Saturday. Brats and sides with a beer garden and DJ at 5, with Susie and the Reckless live at 8:30 on the square. Lawn chairs are welcome. Seneca's Oktoberfest is Saturday with a craft fair downtown from 10 to 4 with over 15 vendors featuring fall and Christmas decor. Live music with Paul Siebert from noon to 3:30. Craft beer tasting 4 until 7 along with food vendors and the Checklanders Band performing live. Marysville Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society will host a bingo benefit Sunday afternoon, with food and beer for a free will donation at noon and bingo from 2 to 3:30, with dozens of prizes contributed by local businesses. A Pizza Hut fundraiser is planned Monday evening, with a portion of all sales at the Marysville Pizza Hut going toward the historic depot restoration. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, breaded fish, cornbread, baby bakers, broccoli, and apricots, Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, coleslaw, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery, why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 60s and upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds still between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Scattered showers throughout Friday mixing with sunshine, much cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. And scattered showers throughout Friday night, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Northwest winds around 25 and gusting as high as 40. Mostly cloudy skies into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Northwest winds still around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And cloudy into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. North winds still gusting as high as 30. And more sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-October 71, record high on this date 94. The average low 46 and the record low 25. Sunrise this morning 7:33, sunset this evening at 6:54. 65 with a cloudy overcast. Showers through northern Gage County pushing north-northeast and through the east-central part of Nebraska exiting the state. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 12th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, everyone. This is Stan.
And Judy Meyer from the Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Stores. We would like to take a minute just to thank all of our valued customers for allowing us to serve you for the past 53 years. It's been awesome. We've loved every minute of it, but now it's time to move on to other ventures, and we have sold our stores. As a token of our appreciation and thank you, 100% of last Wednesday's sales, $6,300, were donated to the Community Food Pantry and Hope Crisis Center. Thank you very much.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision. On trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. They have a 2017 Jeep Renegade, 2017 Kia Sorento, and 2014 Chevy Equinox. Quality local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Thanks for playing Dodgers and Twins. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
The pitch. Swing and a ball hit near to left. Gurriel will get there over toward the line. Makes the catch, and the Diamondbacks have swept the Dodgers.
The call on ESPN, the Arizona Diamondbacks' march of destruction through the playoffs continued in a 4-2 win over the Dodgers, sweeping the 100 regular season wins Dodgers right out of the playoffs, becoming the first team to hit four home runs in one inning in postseason history, launching four straight off Lance Lynn. In the American League, Twins hosting the Astros, top four.
This one hit well in the air out toward right center field. Kepler's on the move. He looks up, and that is out of here.
The call on ESPN, Jose Abreu blasting his third home run in 2 days. This one ended up being the difference as the Stros edged the Twins 3-2. They advanced to the league championship series against their division rival Rangers. After being doubled off to end game two of the National League Division Series, Bryce Harper responded big time.
Swing and a drive. Right field. Way back. And gone. Oh, baby, did he crush it.
The call on ESPN, Harper untied the game, making it 4-1 in the third. He would go deep again later. The Phillies blasted six home runs to crush the Braves 10-2 to take a 2-1 series lead. In Toronto, Austin Matthews pulled the Maple Leafs to within one goal in the third against the Canadiens. Then, with just over a minute left in the game, Matthews tying the game, completing a hat trick. Toronto beats Montreal 6-5 in a shootout. Rookie Connor Bedard scored his first NHL goal, but the Blackhawks lost to the Bruins 3-1. Avalanche beat the Kings 5-2. Canucks rout the Oilers 8-1. The Flames defeated the Jets, and the Hurricanes beat the Senators, both by scores of 5-3. WNBA Finals. The Aces are one win away from back-to-back championships, drubbing the Liberty 104-76. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Hiawatha. District play live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover at Lynn. Cross County Rivals live on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show at 6. The Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage ahead of 7 o'clock kickoffs. On air, online, and on our mobile app. Kansas Jayhawks pregame Saturday at 2. Kansas State pregame Saturday at 4.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier as we start off trading for a Thursday today. The pre-Friday celebration getting underway. Markets opening up in just a little bit. As yesterday, definitely an odd day in trading. Some volatility going on. The livestock market started off high, went down into the red, and then back up positive by the end of the day. Grain markets were mostly mixed with corn popping into the positive by the end of trading as well. We'll see what's in store for us today, especially with the grain reports that are set to be released later on today. In the corn market, we did see some higher numbers yesterday, with December corn finishing 2.5 cents up to 488 even a bushel. March corn was up 2.5 cents at 503¾ cents. In the wheat market, Kansas City wheat for December finished yesterday 4 cents lower to 667¼. March KC wheat was down by 4 pennies as well at 676¼. Oats market, same story. December oats were down 13.5 cents to 395¾. March down 13 cents to 415½ cents. Over in the bean market, they took a bit of a hit yesterday. November beans were down 19 cents on the day to 1252½. January was down 17 cents at 1272¼. In the soybean meal, December was down 40 cents on the day to 377.10, with January down $1.20 to 375 even. And the soybean oil finished up with October down 47 cents at 53.52. December was down 51 cents at 52.72. Real quick, in the canola, they were down $1.90 on the day yesterday to 702.70. And the cotton market for December in the red, 40 cents at 85.05. Livestock market, as we said, an interesting day for sure yesterday, with October live cattle finishing $1.92 up in the green at 184.5. The December was up $1.97 at 186.97. Feeder cattle for November in the green, $1.65 to 252 even. And the lean hogs for December down $1.45 to 69.97.
During this busy fall harvest season, combines, trucks, and tractors all share the road. These slow-moving vehicles can present challenges, and everyone needs to be aware that slowing down, allowing room, and being aware keep us all safe. A reminder from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Better insurance, just a call away. Check with your local agents in Marysville, Hanover, Greenleaf, and Lynn. Performance Ag in Waterville, your dealer for Pioneer Hybrid. Plant the best seed for the best harvest results. Call on Thad Argenbright today. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer with combines, tractors, and farm equipment sales and service. Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt. Cottage Hill Ag Supply, your Channel Seedsman can help with your performance goals. Channel Seedsmen listen to your needs, and Cottage Hill Ag brings insights to your farming operation.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Niffert.
Kansas State University is holding a new conference for Kansas landowners who are renting their land out. K-State Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, Ashley Westerhold, discusses the conference that the Agricultural Economics Department is holding at the K-State Alumni Center. She begins by sharing some of the topics that will be covered at the November 10th conference and the chances people will have to network.
We have really land values, lease rates, farm transition planning, lease basics and communications, property tax regulations. What are the components of a good written lease? We'll also talk about strategic alliances for successful tenant relationships, and then we'll have a lot of networking opportunities. So a lot of people in these conferences feel as if they don't necessarily relate to people, but in this conference, you're all coming together because you're Kansas landowners, and you get to relate to each other of how do you handle this situation and learn from each other. So we're excited to offer a lot of networking opportunities in this conference as well.
Westerhold reviews when this conference is and where it will be held.
We are having it the Friday, November 10th, before the November 11th Baylor game. And so we are bringing people into the Alumni Center so they can come feel the excitement on campus before a game day. But we're excited about this opportunity to really branch out of maybe our normal programming to make sure that we are targeting those who need this assistance, who are interested in really being the best Kansas landowner that they can be.
She shares who this conference is for and what she is most looking forward to.
I think my excitement comes from the fact that I've never seen someone put on a conference like this for this demographic. There's a lot of conferences that we target to operators in Kansas, but really targeting those landowners and very specifically targeting this group is something I haven't seen done before. And I think it's going to be hopefully great. I believe it will be. And I'm very excited for that opportunity to do something completely out of the box. There's opportunities for anyone as they move towards being solely landowner versus operator. Again, if you think your children will operate from afar one day, this might be a great conference for them to attend. So again, we want people to be the most educated landowners and manage their Kansas land as best they can.
That was Kansas State University Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition, Ashley Westerhold, about K-State's first landowner conference on November 10th in Manhattan, Kansas. To register for this conference, go to www.agmanager.info/landowner. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated with the harvest well underway. There's a shorter run of cattle again today. Coal sale begins at 11 a.m. The early consignments for the dairy influence sale include 10 Holstein steers weighing 575 to 6, 15 weighing in at 6 to 7, 30 Holstein steers at 6 to 8, and 30 weighing 8 to 9. Two bred 5-year-old cows bred to Wagyu bull, 20 black heavy-bred running-age cows, 7 to 8 months bred, and 6 black running-age cow-calf pairs. Calves are 46 to 60 days old. Those early consignments, it is Dairy Influence Sales. Shorter run today begins 11 a.m. at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Cardinals are always a welcome sight at the backyard bird feeder. We will share a few feeding tips today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, October 12th, the 285th day of the year. Actor Hugh Jackman has a birthday, and production began on the film of The Wizard of Oz on this day in 1938. If you love spotting a bright red cardinal on a wintry day, here's some good news. Northern cardinal populations are thriving. Once common only to warmer climates, they can now be found as far north as Canada. Winter bird feeders get some of the credit, as well as the bird's ability to adapt to human habitats. Want to make your backyard hospitable to cardinals? They love dense thickets, especially honeysuckle. Black oil sunflower seeds are a favorite in the feeder, and they also love fruit. An occasional half pomegranate is a treat that they will also find hard to resist. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more bird feeding advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, breezy already, and 65 degrees. We'll be above high temperatures for the next couple of days here this morning. On the middle 80s yesterday, we'll look at middle 70s today, then middle 50s heading into the weekend.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA has begun taking applications from borrowers for a program that offers financial assistance to those borrowers who in the past may have been discriminated against by USDA. Here's Gary Crawford.
The Inflation Reduction Act provides about $2 billion for a program to give financial assistance to black farmers and others who have in the past been discriminated against in USDA farm lending and other programs. And USDA has just announced that this program called 22007 is now open for applications. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has said to make sure that producers have clear information about the program and how to apply, his department is
working with cooperator groups so we can get ensure that the word gets out to all those who believe they've been discriminated against at USDA.
And that's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Marysville High girls tennis team qualifies two singles and two doubles teams for the state tournament at Topeka for Class 1-2-3A. Olivia Deaver from Marysville High School tied for 11th at the Jefferson West Regional and qualifies for the state golf tournament at Heston Monday and Tuesday. Marysville High boys cross-country team won first place at a meet in Sabetha, finishing first among 11 teams. Silas Miller placed first. Nathaniel Miller, Brenner Pilsel, Mason Rader, and Asher Wassum finished in the top 20. MHS girls volleyball team at Sabetha for a tournament this Saturday. Marysville will host Substate the following Saturday, October 21st. And we'll host Beloit, Minneapolis, Norton, Phillipsburg, Riley County, Russell, and Nemaha Central.
TVL volleyball results from Tuesday night's contest. At Axtell, Centralia finishes 3-0 with two wins over Axtell and defeating Donovan West. Donovan West finishes 1-1 with a victory over Axtell, while Axtell finishes the night 0-3. At Valley Heights, the Lynn Bulldogs finish 2-0 with victories over Blue Valley and host Valley Heights. The Lady Mustangs finish 1-1 with a victory over Blue Valley, while Blue Valley goes winless on the evening. At Hanover, the Lady Wildcats defeat Onega in both of their contests, finishing 2-0, while at Washington County, the Lady Tigers finish 1-2 with a victory over Frankfort. Clifton Clyde finishes the night 2-1 with a victory over Washington County and Troy, while Frankfort finishes 2-1 with a victory over Troy and Clifton Clyde. Taking a look at updated league standings, Hanover sets in first with a 11-0 record in league, 25-5 overall. Valley Heights and Centralia are tied for second with an 8-3 record. Valley Heights 21-10 overall, Centralia 23-10, while in third place, Frankfort and Clifton Clyde are tied with a 7-4 league record, 20-12 overall for the Lady Wildcats, while Clifton Clyde sets at 20-11 overall on the season. Twin Valley League Tournament gets underway Saturday at Washington. We will take a look at seedings heading into that tournament later in the week. And a reminder, Substate Volleyball kicks off next Saturday, the 21st. Substate tournaments are as followed: at Wakefield, Clifton Clyde, Frankfort, Onega, and Washington County. at Waubunsee, Valley Heights, at Burlingame, Centralia, Donovan West, and Troy, while at Axtell, Blue Valley, Hanover, Lynn, and Axtell.
Friday Night Football, Marysville at Hiawatha, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1, Hanover at Lynn on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
I will not be the one who turns his back and runs when things get rocky down the line. I will not be the one holding the smoking gun if our love don't stand the test of time. I'll love you forever. I will be your man beside you always. I will stand. I didn't say I do to take control of you. I have no chains to hold you down. You'll let me spread my wings. You'll get the best of me. Deep in your heart is where I'm bound.